去看你想走，去看你想走。
Dying from the 12,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,
Don't you say that the ghetto we are crying here. We have to get up, stand up, turn back on the school, train. The most time ever last.
Listen, my yard will be a step. My yard will be a step.
And though the road is rocky, I'm ready to try. To make miles to break the sight of the blind man. We down to the left child, we will survive. If it's not too good in it, swimming through the waters of Babylon like a rebel fish. Struggling is specialist, praying for their survival. Sitting in heaven, fire from the bliss. Burn a slave driver.
All I see is confusion.
Welcome, listeners, to Time for an Awakening on Black Talk Radio Network, New Media for the New Millennia. This is a history and current events program from a cultural perspective. We find this program necessary because Hosea 4:6 states, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." But we as a people can turn this around. Proverbs 4:7 states, "Wisdom is the principal thing." Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get an understanding. Again, welcome to the program this evening with your brother, with your host, Brother Elliot, and Brother Reggie. The numbers to reach us to join the conversation this evening is 215-253-7263. That's 215-253-7263. The listen-only line, if you don't have computer access, access to a smartphone, iPad, or anything of that nature, is 605-562-3140. That's 605-562-3140. And that access code is 958590 and the pound sign. Again, that access code, 958590 and pound. We're streaming live at two locations, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com/timeforanawakening. That's blacktalkradionetwork.com/timeforanawakening. Time for Awakening also has is on TuneIn. If you have your device, your iPad, your tablet, your BlackBerry, your iPhone, TuneIn is usually a free app. Just download it and in the search engine type in Time for an Awakening. There you'll see the icon where you can listen to the program live, even in your car. That's Time for Awakening on TuneIn, on your TuneIn app. Drop us an email at timeforanawakening@gmail.com. That's timeforanawakening@gmail.com. Time for Awakening also has a fan page on Facebook. Just go to the Facebook search engine and type in Time for an Awakening. There you always see interesting content being posted daily by Brother Edge. And when you leave that page, just hit that like button. That's Time for an Awakening program with a fan page on Facebook. Also, with the launch of Time for an Awakening Media, just go to timeforanawakening.com on your computer. That's timeforanawakening.com. There you'll see a lot of things, and then we're adding things all the time. It's a new page, so we're getting things up slow but sure. But once we hit our stride, we'll be fresh content going on all the time on timeforanawakening.com. There you'll see a lot of original content, blogs, articles, things of that nature, podcasts of the show will be put up. Black products that we use every day will be able to be purchased from the site. So if you like what we do here on the radio on Time for an Awakening, two things that we ask, or three things, send us an email, like the fan page, and go to timeforanawakening.com. Tonight, we have special guests joining us, the founders of Black Trade Lines. Will be with us this evening. Black Trade Lines is a community economic development company that uses the digital platform to empower black-owned businesses. They'll be with us probably around 7:15 to talk about the company and how we can all get involved. We'll be right back to get things started after a brief word from our sponsors.
Mr. Moderator, our distinguished guests, brothers and sisters, our friends and our enemies. Everybody is here.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
All Insurance Incorporated, an African-American owned and operated insurance agency and business for over 20 years, located at 231 Southeastern Road in Glenside, PA, with other offices in Germantown and West Philadelphia. Call now for commercial insurance quotes, homeowners insurance quotes, automobile insurance quotes, notary and tax services, representing over 15 major A-rated insurance companies, offering a discount on all notary services when you call in for a free quote. Call this number, 215-885-2444. That number is 215-885-2444. 215-885-2444. All Insurance Incorporated.
Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley. Dooley Brothers, specializing in shingle, rubber roofs, gutters, downspouts, and vinyl sidings. Call for your free estimate today. 215-224-3882. That's 215-224-3882. Dooley Brothers Roofing, the roofing experts you can trust. That number again, 215-224-3882. 215-224-3882. Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley.
Antiquity to the present. Our people need to develop a new paradigm. It's time for an awakening. Sundays, 7 p.m. with your hosts, Elliot and Reggie. Welcome back to Time for an Awakening. And before we go to our special guest this evening, Brother Reg, any announcements, anything going on community needs to know about?
This is Sister Song.
Brother Reg?
Yes, I would like just to announce anyone looking for a change and you're tired of what's going on with the community and the political landscape, you might want to check out IamOneInAMillion.com. IamOneInAMillion.com. If you have a conscious mind looking for changes in the landscape and tired of the same old rhetoric, I implore you to go check out the website, check out the position papers, and join this group and let's make some changes. IamOneInAMillion.com. IamOneInAMillion.com. Thank you.
Brother Rez, that the meeting with the African American Freedom Reconstruction League, is it still going on the 30th of this month?
Yes, it is. I just don't have the information readily available. I'm going to make the announcement in our following program.
Okay. All right. Tonight, we're joined by a special guest this evening, Black Trade Lines. The founders of Black Trade Lines are with us this evening. Black Trade Lines is a community economic development company that uses the digital platform to empower the black community and black-owned businesses. We're joined this evening by the founders of the company. Brother Rakim is with us, and Mr. Evans is with us on the line, and also joining us from our sister and comrade from 1 Million Conscious Black Voters and Contributors, Sister Sean, is with us this evening. Everybody, are we there?
Yes, we're here. Yes. I'm here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Is this Mr. Evans or Brother Rakim?
This is Brother Rakim.
Brother Rakim, and Mr. Evans, I think, is with us also.
I am here. Good. Thank you for having us.
How are you, sir?
I'm well, and you?
I'm doing great. Great. I'd like to be, Mr. Evans, what's your first name?
My name is Avery.
Avery, good. You don't mind if I call you Avery, do you?
Not at all.
Listen, before we get started this evening, and Sister Sean can chime in whenever she sees fit, I want to, because I was introduced to Black Trade Lines by Brother Reg, and I want Brother Reg to jump in here also. But before we kind of get started, tell the listening audience about Black Trade Lines before I talk about why you brothers came together to start this company. Tell us a little bit about Black Trade Lines.
Okay. Black Trade Lines is an online digital company that focuses on empowering the African American business. Basically, we have we're a digital platform, and our core mission is to bridge that gap between black businesses and the black consumer. The way we do this by using technology and also aggregating people, getting people together on one platform in order to facilitate trade among each other. So in a nutshell, that's what Black Trade Lines does.
And this is Brother Reggie. I like to give the listening audience, you know, normally when we start out a program, you know, we go through the the biographical information. Tell the listening audience a little bit about your history and technology, your background, and about the digital divide with black people and why you found it necessary to build such a platform as Black Trade Lines.
Okay. As far as the history of the network is concerned. The network first started in 2013, and it started just from a discussion after a presentation by Dr. Omar Johnson and also Dr. Claude Anderson within the same week period. Both speakers speak about empowering black businesses and empowering the African American community. So after listening to their speech, you know, we got together as a group, and when I'm talking about a group, I mean we got together, you know, a couple of friends, about four of us, and we decided if there was anyone to implement something that would help the community in terms of technology and putting together a digital platform, that would be us. Why? Because we have, you know, technology and IT background. We're exposed to, you know, the technology that the community needs. And why not we nominate ourselves? So we started discussing among each other, and from there we started, you know, doing some research, looking for ways to identify Black businesses, and then also find out what the idea or what the perception about buying Black or recycling dollars within the community, what other people felt about the whole concept. So we went into different ways of, you know, maybe researching. We started researching, you know, what can we do? We started talking to businesses, started talking to people, you know, just to find out, you know, if there is a need. We knew the need was there, but we wanted to find out whether people actually would be able to carry out this movement. So we started off by just, you know, putting my list, gathering data, you know, among, you know, ourselves, you know, as friends, you know, every time we ran into a Black business, we'll just write it down. And we're putting it in a list. And then from the list, it grew into an Excel, you know, a spreadsheet that was just growing more and more. And then eventually we decided we are going to create a website. So we went ahead and started by creating a website and putting that list on the website. The website was just a very plain website with just a list of some of the Black businesses that we collected and we knew out of California. We're originally based out of California, Los Angeles, to be precise. So within the Los Angeles metro area, you know, we started identifying Black businesses and then started gathering that data and putting it on our website. So as time went by, we noticed that, you know, we were getting some traffic. People were coming to the website, but there was no, every time we spoke to a business, there was no way for the business to actually list on our website. So from there we started the development project of, you know, expanding the website so that the businesses can list on our website, because every time we went out to go talk to businesses, you know, they wanted a place where they could register there and then. So we went back to the drawing board and put together a form on the website where the businesses can basically submit that data to us. We created a login so that they can go back in and also update the information they just submitted. So we had a website. It was basic. It was just a directory. And people that knew the website or maybe used the search engine could just go there, look at the black businesses on there, and basically either call the businesses directly or maybe call us, and then we could maybe tell them more about the business. So as time went by, we wanted to use the service ourselves. And every time we wanted to use the service, we would have to go on the website. And going on the website, that means you having internet access at all times or being in front of a computer. When we noticed,
Brother Rakim, because we're gonna take a brief break in about another 5 minutes. But let me before you go into in depth on the website and the functions of it and how the people could get involved. I'm just curious because I always want a little backstory on some of our folks. And I'll give an example of what I mean because I want you and Brother Avery to jump in on this. Time for Awakening has been a talk program in existence for over 8 years. And it was an idea that was hatched by myself and a few other gentlemen. And I met Brother Reggie out of a group of guys that I presented this idea to. I didn't know Brother Reg. And it just so happens that out of all the men that was involved, myself and Brother Richie stuck together and formed what we do now. Talk about how, because you have a background in software engineering, and Brother Avery has a background in marketing and also the music industry. He's touched the music industry also. Talk about how both of you had a vision to direct your energies towards the African American community, and did you know one another? I just want a perspective from each one of you on this before we break.
Oh, okay. Yeah, as far as, meeting Brother Avery, we met online. We met through Twitter.
Okay.
At that time, we were both on Twitter, doing the regular social networking, just talking about, the black community and things that we could do in order to improve the black community. Also doing research. And then that's how we kind of, we were going through, just responding to each other's, comments online. And then we kind of noticed each other. I noticed him, some of the things that he was posting from a historical perspective.
Okay.
About Africa, about, ancient Kemet, and about just the general ecosphere of, the black wellness. So that's, in a nutshell, that's kind of how we started corresponding with each other.
And I like to add, I know that Brother Avery has a degree in pre-colonial African history. I would like to ask him his thoughts of how he is utilizing that degree in what he's doing now in this black business platform.
Most definitely. We've actually also started, what is your name?
Brother Reggie.
Brother Reggie. Cool. We've actually started a whole campaign right now on education of pre-colonial African history, because we feel that there's not too many people that actually understand who they are. And you know, one of the pillars with which a culture cannot survive is finance and marketing. And if you actually go look back at what the ancient Kemites were doing, Valley civilization in general, you will find shockingly that the same methods of finance and marketing are actually being employed today on in modern finances and the money market, open markets, and everything else. So, in general, we need to find out and understand that we created these situations. It's hard to feel empowered while actually acting like or feeling like you got this information from somebody else. In reality, we got it for ourselves. We got it from ourselves. Everybody else is using it. So with that said, we actually open a educational institution. We have a university and a K-12 school actually opening online 2018, and we will most definitely be teaching where all of these marketing strategies came from, and we will be empowering the community back with it as their own, not as somebody else's, given to us as a tool to be able to survive.
Great. So you guys developing the relationship, it's an economic and a holistic cultural platform that you guys are building together, from what I'm gathering from what you guys have been saying. Would that be a correct statement?
Most definitely.
Yes. Okay. In order, I just want to add to this. In order to know where you're going, you have to know where your journey started. So we are tackling some of the problems that the community has from all kinds of angles. We're taking the historical aspect of it. We're taking the future, you know, which is globalization. You know, we're looking at globalization, and we're looking at the current economic and social structures or things that are affecting the community at this very moment.
Okay. We're going to go to a brief break, and after the break, we're going to add Sister Shawn into the conversation so we could talk about the partnership and building coalitions with other groups with this new platform, Black Trade Lines.
And you can get involved too by dialing 215-253-7263. That's 215-253-7263. We'll be right back with our special guest from Black Trade Lines.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
All Insurance Incorporated, an African-American owned and operated insurance agency and business for over 20 years, located at 231 Southeastern Road in Glenside, PA, with other offices in Germantown and West Philadelphia. Call now for commercial insurance quotes, homeowners insurance quotes, automobile insurance quotes, notary and tax services, representing over 15 major A-rated insurance companies, offering a discount on all notary services when you call in for a free quote. Call this number, 21- 215-885-2444. That number is 215-885-2444. 215-885-2444. All Insurance Incorporated.
Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley. Dooley Brothers, specializing in shingle, rubber roofs, gutters, downspouts, and vinyl sidings. Call for your free estimate today. 215-224-3882. That's 215-224-3882. Dooley Brothers Roofing, the roofing experts you can trust. That number again, 215-224-3882. 215-224-3882. Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley.
The economic philosophy of black nationalism only means that we should own and operate and control the economy of our community. You would never find, you can't open up a black store in a white community. White man won't even patronize you. And he's not wrong. He got sense enough to look out for himself. And you who don't have sense enough to look out for yourself. The white man is too intelligent to let someone else come and gain control of the economy of his community. But you will let anybody come in and control the economy of your community. Control the housing, control the education, control the jobs, control the businesses, under the pretext that you want to integrate. No, you're out of your mind. The economic philosophy of black nationalism only means that we have to become involved in a program of re-education to educate our people into the importance of knowing that when you spend your dollar out of the community in which you live, the community in which you spend your money becomes richer and richer. The community out of which you take your money becomes poorer and poorer. And because these Negroes who have been misled and misguided are breaking their necks to take their money and spend it with the man. The man is becoming richer and richer, and you're becoming poorer and poorer. And then what happens? The community in which you live becomes a slum. It becomes a ghetto. The conditions become run down. And then you have the audacity to complain about poor housing in a run-down community. Why, you run it down yourself when you take your dollar out.
This is what we have to do. Now, the other thing we'll have to do is this. Always anchor our external direct action with the power of economic withdrawal. Now, we are poor people. Individually, we are poor when you compare us with white society in America. We are poor. Never stop to get that collectively, that means all of us together, collectively we are richer than all the nations in the world with the exception of 9. Did you ever think about that? After you leave the United States, Soviet Russia, Great Britain, West Germany, France, I can name others, the American Negro collectively is richer than most nations of the world. We have an annual income of more than $30 billion a year, which is more than all of the exports of the United States and more than the national budget of Canada. Did you know that? That's power right there if we know how to prove it. Children are concerned. Now, if you are not prepared to do that, we do have an agenda that we must follow. And our agenda calls for withdrawing economic support from you. So as a result of this, we're asking you tonight to go out and tell your neighbors not to buy Coca-Cola in Memphis. Go by and tell them not to buy sealed test milk. Tell them not to buy. What is all the bread? Wonder Bread. And what is all the bread come to dressing? Tell them not to buy hard bread. As Jesse Jackson has said, up to now, only the garbage men have been feeling pain. Now we must kind of redistribute the pain. And not only that, we've got to strengthen black institutions. I call upon you to take your money out of the banks downtown and deposit your money in Tri-State Bank. We want a bank-in movement in Memphis. Go by the Savings and Loan Association. I'm not asking you something that we don't do ourselves in SCLC. Judge Hooks and others will tell you that we have an account here in the Savings and Loan Association from the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. We are telling you to follow what we are doing. Put your money there. You have six or seven black insurance companies here in the city of Memphis. Take out your insurance there. We want to have an insurance in. Now, these are some practical things that we can do. We begin the process of building a great economic base. And at the same time, we are putting pressure where it really hurts. I ask you to follow through here. Now let me say as I move to my conclusion that we've got to give ourselves to this struggle until the end. Nothing would be more tragic than to stop at this point. In Memphis, we got to see it through.
Welcome back to Time for an Awakening, and we're joined in conversation this evening with the founders of Black Trade Lines, Brother Akeem and Brother Avery Evans is joining us in conversation this evening to talk about the Black Trade Lines and how we can all get involved. Just like Dr. King said in that segment, practical things that we can all do. Also joining us is Sister Sean from the 1 Million Conscious Black Voters and Contributors. And before we go back to our guests, and you can join us too in conversation by dialing 215-253-7263. That's 215-253-7263. You can go to timeforawakening.com. That's timeforawakening.com. A lot of things being added all the time to the site. But one of the things that you'll be able to catch is the podcast of the program. If you don't catch it all, if you come in the middle or three quarters of the way, you can catch the program on timeforawakening.com when we put the stream up. We also have last week's program on the YouTube page. So things are being added all the time. We'll be adding products that black products that we can purchase every day. A lot of different things will be added to the site. Information there. Just go to timeforanawakening.com. And let's go back to our special guest this evening joining us. Brother Reg?
Yeah. We have Sister Sean.
Yeah.
From the 1 Million Conscious Black Voters and Contributors. She was very instrumental in letting me know about our guest and what they're doing. And I'd like to add her into the conversation and have our brothers also chime in as far as their vision and partnershipping or forming partnerships, with different entities, what that looks like, what's the benefit to their organization and their platform and with other organizations, and what separates or makes Black Trade Line different from different groups that already have online presence. Or I also would like to know whether Black Trade Lines is trying to partnership with anyone that already has a Black director. And Sister Sean, you have the floor, my sister.
Thank you, Brother Reggie and Brother Elliot. As you previously mentioned, that I am a member of the 1 Million Conscious Black Voters and Contributors. And as I see myself in that movement, the people need to understand, as far as my understanding of the movement, is that there's two sides of that movement, and that is the political side and the economic side, of which we're focusing on tonight with featuring Black Trade Lines. Our movement has a very, very strong economic presence with our co-founder, Professor Jim Clingman, who has written an economic paper, I believe, once a month for the past 20 years, speaking to the different economic strategies that we should be engaged in as Black people to move forward in the 21st century. In addition to that, we have a political side that another of our co-founders, Amafika Gayuka, is strongly instrumental in organizing, which puts forth our platform from a political strategy. So this movement is a very, very strong movement in that we are speaking to two critical elements that are important to our people in this one movement, and that is having a political group blueprint and an economic group blueprint. So with that, my personal task was to, in the movement, my personal task is to look for ways of promotion, communications, and marketing. And through that experience, I've just kind of looked pretty much everywhere in modern day. I believe Jim and Amafika has already given us the blueprint in terms of what we should be doing. So now we needed to try to find tools in modern day to execute the blueprint. And that's very, very important. The blueprint has already been laid down. 20 years worth of economic papers, 20 years worth of education and experience in schooling and education with Amafika and politics. So I just asked myself, and I'm going and rambling on a bit because I think, Elliot, you said you like the backstory. So my backstory is, what can I do in this century and take all of that information? How can I take that and use it in modern day? So through that journey, I came across Black Trade Line. And I read on the company, and I really can't quite remember how I got the information, but what I do particularly remember is that I said to myself on a Sunday morning, I said, I'm going to talk to this company because I read a little bit about it and I liked it. And I said, I want to reach out and try to interject myself in the 1 million with becoming a partner with this company. So that morning, I called the number. And I called the number really with the expectation that nobody would answer because it's a Sunday and it's not a business day. And lo and behold, somebody answered. And that was Brother Akeem, who is the co-founder and lead software engineer for the company. And I was totally surprised. I said, I didn't even expect you to answer the phone on a Sunday. He says, well, we work 24/7. So right then and there, I was engaged. I was impressed that this brother was on the clock, even on a Sunday while I was having my coffee. And from there, I believe Rakeem, I think we spoke 2 hours on the phone. And I explained to him who I was and how I was interested in what he did. And I learned a lot about what he did and had to offer, and we just had a lot in common in terms of our goals, in terms of him as a technical person. But what I was most geared to, that not only was he a technical person, but he was a person in tune to our community. So that is my backstory, and from there I sought to try to create a partnership with Black Trade Lines. And of course, I needed to also look at other companies out there, although I had a really, really good introduction, and we had a really good, like, sending off a connection with one another, but I also wanted to look at other companies. So I did spend some time in doing that, and everywhere I looked everywhere on the internet and anything that my research capabilities could take me. And I couldn't find any other company that was equivalent to what Black Trade Lines had to offer our people from a technical advantage and for a possible tool for us to begin to practice in group economics. Now, that, of course, is very, very particularly important to me because that is one of our planks, Blackonomic activism. So through that research, what I found is this company is unique and different, is because what it allows you to do is it allows you to connect with businesses based on your GPS. And what that is your geographic positioning. So whereas a lot of other directories are just that, they're like a phone book, they're a directory. You have to go to the library. You have to have a computer in order to look up a Black business. This is different because it is interactive using your cell phone via a Apple Store app that you can download. So what that means is that wherever you go, whether I'm in Philadelphia, I'm not familiar with Philadelphia, don't know anything about it, but I can download the app in the state of Philadelphia, and it's going to pick up based on GPS requirements, very, very similar to what your MapQuest does in your phone. So that in itself gives the application an enormous advantage other all business directories and listings, because all other listings are just that. There's no other listing out there that has an app that is geographically based and has a geographic reach. So that means that you have coverage for all 50 states. I was very impressed on that. The second thing that they have to offer, which I have not found in any other application that offers, is that once you list yourself, and let's get into listing yourself. When we say list yourself as a business, this is another unique point. Not only can you have the opportunity to list yourself as a business, but you can also list yourself as an individual. In other words, you don't have to necessarily be someone that's gone downtown to the consumer and regulatory affairs and pulled out a business license, but you can be somebody that's selling Freedom Paper, which is a Black-owned toilet paper company that's out of Baltimore that sells, you know, toilet paper, paper towels, and trash bags. You can sell soaps, you know, jewelry, or whatever. You can sell, you can list yourself as an individual and also have the access to everyone that's listed within the group so they can pick you up for business. So that, to me, is an extended reach to those persons who may not have the wherewithal to do big advertising and so on and so forth.
Sean, I got a quick question for you. Is there and this is for you and Brother Rob Kim and Brother Avery, is there any vetting of the businesses that are listed? And the example I want to use, say, for example, you have someone on that's listed and they might be getting bad reviews. You guys have any things set up for that, or that's something that you guys haven't dealt with or had any issues with up to this point.
Yeah. Right now. Okay. Go ahead.
That's good. I mean, it's up to you.
Go ahead, Brother Rakeem, and then Brother Avery, you can chime in.
Okay. Yes, we do have a rating system on all our apps. As far as, you know, customer service is a concern. So the consumer or the customer can rate the business based upon, you know, different criteria. One of the first criteria is basically, you know, how is the customer service, you know, a rating from 1 to 5. Then the second criteria is this a black business, you know, based off their interaction with, you know, live on the ground, you know. The third criteria is, you know, whether, you know, they are maybe selling something or promoting something that is either harmful or not in compliance with the network. So yes, there is a rating system. There is some kind of moderator check for that.
Right. And the other thing I was just going to add besides that is also this on businesses, we do have a security measure that we take that we actually don't really necessarily release, but we have other behind the scenes situations where we do most definitely check fraudulent activity, and we strive to keep a very, very clean environment on the sites and the apps.
Thank you for your responses also.
Yeah, just to add one more thing to that. For every business that actually registers, we do an audit, meaning a courtesy phone call, basically to talk to the owner or talk to whoever is, you know, operating the business in order to just get a feel of what they're doing, who they are, and who the owners are.
And I appreciate your responses. Sister Sean, you can continue.
Yeah. Yes. And I also, if you don't mind, Rakeem, because I remember, I actually asked that very same question as we were going forth with, what you had to offer. And I would like to add to, in terms of security and what I would call really self-policing of the app. If, you know, there was an instance that you would speak to, there were conditions where there were a lot of companies that really weren't black trying to register themselves, and primarily these businesses were like Korean businesses because they sold really products that were geared to black people. In other words, you know, maybe hair and the industries that they generally controlled. But the mechanism through the self-policing and the follow-up with the business owner that, in fact, when I say we, I mean Rakeem, and this is, I'm just regurgitating an example that we discussed, found out that it was not, in fact, a black business, but it was maybe a Korean business who just had primary customers as businesses. Now, that does not qualify, because I was very, very specific. Whether or not is that qualified as a business, and the answer is no. The answer is just because you're selling a black product does not mean you're a black-owned business. So I'm kind of rallying behind that the controls are definitely in place to ensure that whoever is registered is, in fact, black-owned. But I also want to stress that it is a self-policing type mechanism that we also rely on people to, you know, there's an open form and there's an apparatus within the application where you can report if somebody is fraudulently listed, and this is how we police ourselves and make sure that we have maintained the integrity of Black Trade Lines and of what we're offering. So I just wanted to add that in terms of control. Now back to why we decided to be, you know, a partnership with this, because there were many, many attributes, you know, outside of listing businesses with the application. So one of the other things that they also do is that when you register yourself as a business, they also take the responsibility of what we call pushing or feeding your information through Twitter and Facebook. So if you have information as your business and you're listed as a business, anything that's related to you on your Twitter feed would also be fed to the consumer. Another thing that is very, very unique is that in addition to that, if you list yourself as a business and consumers will pick you up, you're also offered alternatives for a 15-second PSA. And a PSA means a public services announcement, and or a TV short clip, 15 seconds. So in other words, if you're driving around and somebody picks up Time for an Awakening, and I'm in Philadelphia and I pick you up on my app, it'll actually alert my phone and give me 15 seconds of Reggie and Elliot, either verbally through voice on the PSA, or if once you provide Black Trade Lines with a mini clip, they will basically upload your clip. So your clip will come through almost as a commercial, just like on television, on your phone to say, hey, this is where we are. You're in our vicinity, and this is where we're located. Again, it's all geographically based, so there's no restrictions. And this is what's very, very important, because those other listings out there have restrictions. They're only in certain states, but because this is mobile and GPS satellite driven, it's going to pick you up wherever you are. So that's something that's very, very important. And there's also another international component that's developing, and I'll let, you know, maybe Rakeem kind of deal with that in terms of locating back Black businesses. So these are all of the things that Black Trade Lines offers in terms of giving us the tools to locate one another. Because part of the difficulty with being unified and with trying to aggregate ourselves from an economic standpoint is that we don't know where one another lives, where they are, what they're doing, what they're producing. And because we can't find one another, this is a very, very important tool. And not only is it an important tool, it's a very comprehensive tool that has covered all of the areas and filled in all the gaps in terms of what we need to do as a blueprint. We talked about Jim having the economic blueprint in the movement, Jim Freeman, and Amathika Gayuka in the political blueprints with the demands and the planks and all that he does. So now, what do we do with that? How do we get that to the masses? Black Trade Lines, for me, is a tool.
Okay, well, we're going to discuss more of that, the relationships, the advantages of partnering with Black Trade Lines after we come back from our break. You tuned in to Time for an Awakening radio program. We have another good full hour, so if you want to listen, Elliot, please give out our contact information and we go from there.
215-253-7263. That's 215-253-7263 to join the conversation. We'll be right back.
Tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. www.blacktalkradionetwork.com.
All Insurance Incorporated, an African American owned and operated insurance agency and business for over 20 years, located at 231 Southeastern Road in Glenside, PA, with other offices in Germantown and West Philadelphia. Call now for commercial insurance quotes, homeowners insurance quotes, automobile insurance quotes, notary and tax services. Representing over 15 major A-rated insurance companies, offering a discount on all notary services when you call in for a free quote. Call this number, 215-885-2444. That number is 215-885-2444. 215-885-2444. All Insurance Incorporated.
Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley. Dooley Brothers, specializing in shingle, rubber roofs, gutters, downspouts, and vinyl sidings. Call for your free estimate today. 215-224-3882. That's 215-224-3882. Dooley Brothers Roofing, the roofing experts you can trust. That number again, 215-224-3882. 215-224-3882. Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley.
What is in 1 million brothers and sisters who are tired of the same old rhetoric, the same old leaders, the same old ways of dealing with political and economic empowerment? If you realize that nobody's going to save black people but us, if you understand that no existing political party prioritizes the best interests of African Americans as a collective, if you believe that leadership is as leadership does, and this means that the best leaders for the black collective must come from the ranks of those who place and hold the best interests of black people foremost and uttermost, if you understand that black people must develop the mindset and the will to finance their own racial uplift organizational efforts, then get involved with 1 million conscious black voters and contributors. The movement is now. Go to www.iamoneofthemillion.com. That's www.iamoneofthemillion.com.
We're not moving. One half of 1% of the nation's wealth. That's what slavery did to you. It maldistributed everything in the hands of the dominant white society. And as an example, you didn't acquire any wealth since 1860. Let me show you some other indications. In 1860, on the eve of the Civil War, almost 99% of all the black people in America, slaves and free, was working for whites. Either in a white corporation, in a white business, in some white office, making wealth comfort for whites on a plantation or whatever it is. Here you are, 140 years later, and again, 98% of all the black people in America work for whites. They either work in some level of government, white businesses, city government, state government, school teaching. Only 2% of all the blacks in America work in their own communities for themselves. Only 2% work for themselves. You haven't changed in 140 years. Let me try it another way if you still don't understand my point. On the eve of the Civil War in 1860, again, at that time, going to look at all the prisons in the United States and examine their records, I found out in the records, when I looked at, in the prisons in Savannah, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, New York, Washington, D.C., looked at all the prisons, and I found out at that time, even though only 287,000 blacks were free, blacks made up over 51% of all the prisoners. You weren't even free and you made up 51% of the prisoners. Now I look around 140 years later, today, and I still find black folk make up over 51% of all the prisoners. Where have you changed? You don't own anything. You're still in prison. Still work for other people. You're enjoying a social illusion. Now you're fat and happy because we can go to someone else's restaurant. We can go to someone else's school. We can go to someone else's hotel. We can live in someone else's community. And we don't understand the negative aspects of that. That is a death sentence. And we don't understand what racism is. So what we are doing is...
Welcome back to Time for an Awakening. And we're going back to our special guest, Black Trade Lines founder, Brother Rakim, and also Mr. Avery Evans, the founders of Black Trade Lines. And also joining us in conversation is Sister Sean from the 1 Million Conscious Black Voters and Contributors. Before we go back there, I want to let the listening audience know that jumped in late. You can catch the beginning of the program and other programs that will be put up on timeforanawakening.com podcast section. Just go to timeforawakening.com. You'll see podcasts of the show, other interesting articles, things of that nature. Black products will be posted there that we use every day and can be purchased straight from the site. Go to timeforanawakening.com. And let's go right back to our special guest this evening. And we have, before we go back to our guest, we have a call on the line. 301 area code, what's your name? Where are you calling from? 301 area code.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize I was live. I'm just joining you guys. I apologize. I wasn't prepared, but I just was calling in. I'm a friend of Sister LaShawn's, and I'm just calling in to listen. And I think it's a wonderful thing what you guys are doing.
What's your opinion on what you've heard so far? And I know Sister Sean has brought you up to speed on the Black Trade Line. So give us a little input. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that as a community, we need to come together, man, and we need to make some changes. And now is the time. And if we're waiting for some other person or time, then we are the change we need. So I'm just listening, trying to learn so I can get involved in the movement. And I know it's paramount that we, as a people, come together collectively and support one another and change the dynamics of what's going on in America.
Thank you for your contribution, bro.
All right. I'm Keith Stanford.
Thank you. Thank you, Keith.
Brother Rakim, Brother Avery, talk about the use of social media with Black Trade Lines. You know, we see now, we just heard a clip from Dr. Claude Anderson. Sister Sean talked about Brother James Klingman and Brother Amfika Gayuka out here for years putting out papers, position papers on how they felt about our political landscape and our economic landscape. But we see kind of a new phenomenon now where the Hidden Color series took off with the use of social media and multimedia, and you men being on the forefront of that technology, being that Mr. Evans was involved in the music industry, and Brother Rakim, you're a software engineer. Talk about your feelings. I know that you feel that you're going to be successful in breaking through to some of our people that deal with social media, but talk about your strategies. You don't have to divulge everything, but just talk about your strategies to reach our people through the social media.
Cool. All right. Thank you very much, Brother Reggie. As we all know, you know, we're living today in information age. Everything that we do in our today's world, you know, revolves around information. For the most part, digital information. We are telecommunicating, you know, in different ways, you know, either through the internet, our phones, our cars, our interactions, you know, at work, you know, with the government, you know. So we have commerce, e-commerce. So our whole lives are surrounded or interwoven with information, you know, and mostly digital information. So social media, on the other hand, is a very important tool. It's also, you know, it's become a culture in the American culture, you know, like it's become the way of life, pretty much, a big communication tool. So, we have a very good percentage of our own community that is on social media 24/7. So, you know, that's, you know, that has become a very, a good opportunity for us as a community to reach out to one another, utilize some of these mediums in order to communicate, in order to aggregate, in order to bring, you know, all kinds of resources, either intellectual or human resource together in order to promote whatever the community has to offer. Again, as far as details about social media, I would hand that over to Mr. Evans.
Thank you, Brother Martin. Okay, so when we discuss internet or any type of online marketing, or we speak about, you know, physical marketing, as you said, the brother was actually giving a speech about, was that Claude Anderson?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, Claude was speaking about physical, and, you know, I don't know how familiar or up-to-date he is actually with the new-age technology, but the online marketing game is way safer because you have a high selectivity. You know, versus old newspapers, if you want to say, you know, you have a black-owned company, you're going to get a lot more backlash, a lot quicker, because everybody sees it. It's not really a way to be able to target your people more in private and actually keep this, you know, more narrow eye view. Also, you know, the difference between newspapers is you have to wait for it to get pressed. You have to cover this company and this company or this city, sorry, and this city. You know, low cost, it's way quicker to contact people. You can contact people now for free online. You can contact them for free online, or you can actually pay. With newspapers, back, you know, back in the day, you have to pay. Like, that's just what it is. If you don't pay to get online or to get on the newspaper, you're not going to be there. And the immediacy of the situation, you see immediately. For instance, you know, we blasted this out to about, what was it, about 23,000, 24,000 Twitter people, 60,000 app people immediately. And, you know, we didn't have to prepare for, you know, printing and, you know, it's just much more immediate. You have an immediate situation there. And the difference between newspaper and old school marketing compared to digital, you have the interactive capability. You can actually speak to people. You can't talk to a piece of paper. You can't talk to a newspaper. You can't talk to a book, you know. You can't talk to a commercial. But you can reply to customer service, our customer service team. You can reply to our you know, administration anytime, any second online, and you will receive a response back. So I believe, you know, online marketing compared to physical marketing has actually allowed us to be able to contact our team and our viewers in leaps and bounds compared to physical marketing. Don't get me wrong, the physical marketing actually does show more, you know, it's respected a little more when it comes to, you know, it's timeless and it has broad acceptability with, you know, high believability. So that's why we do still kind, we still, you know, force the physical marketing as well. And, you will be seeing things about that right now as well. Stay tuned for that as well. For people that want to download the app, that's important as well. We need to get that information out, Brother Rakim.
Yes. I believe we're coming to that. But for those that, you know, need to download the app, you know, during the broadcast, we would be showing you all different ways that you could get involved, how to download the app, how to add your business, and things like that. So just to compound on the information technology, the social networking component of what we're doing, and how it affects the community. We are living, you know, in these times where, you know, everything that we do is interactive. Whether, you know, you have your car talking to you, you have, you know, your appliances talking to you, you know, you can reach people from, you know, different parts of the world. You can get feedback, you know, in immediate time. We have to utilize the internet. We have to utilize this information, you know. Number, you know, just like Mr. Evans said, most of it is free. We as a community, we do not have the physical structures in place. Like, for example, we don't have these terrestrial radio stations. We don't have TV stations. We don't have newspaper companies. You know, we don't have all that stuff. You know, our history, you know, goes back to, you know, pretty much the white community owning most of these things. So social media and, you know, the internet is one of our key assets that we have to use right now.
So let me chime in with that. When you're talking about using this technology as a tool, technology that you have in technology, period. I just want your expertise and letting the listening audience know this. Because, you know, we have some people that are fully invested in technology. It's mostly the younger people in our community versus the older people. And we have some people that are invested in it, but they're not invested in technology for the upliftment of our people. They have their own personal needs or wants that they want to satisfy through using technology. My question that I have is what you just stated. African Americans don't really control this technology. Is there something that could be done about that, because this is something that we are using a lot, maybe not for the right reasons at all times. We use it for entertainment. Some of us use it to make money. Some of us just use it for pure foolishness. But when you look at all that, if we start something online where we don't control, you know, the servers, or we don't control the total mechanism, is there something that the black community can do? That's my question to you from your expertise.
Black trade circles actually built, you know, for blacks by blacks, or by blacks for blacks. It's actually, you know, cutting edge technology. We actually are building now the infrastructure that you're speaking about. That's what we need, and that's what's happening right now. This app is one of the very first apps of its kind to be able to actually, like you said, have our own, because, you know, major enterprise companies that have radio stations, everything, they're actually building their own apps and building their own. What we're doing right now is exactly what you're stating. This is this is the game changer right here, and this is what we're doing. That's the bottom line.
Because you guys are talking, I've been on it, I know the information. I just want you to be able to let the listening audience know that this is not, you know, a fly by night. This is a ground up, thought out process that you guys are going through for the benefit of black businesses, black people, and for our black future. So I just want everyone listening to understand that while we have you guys on.
The apps don't come. They don't come first like that. Go ahead, brother.
The basic technology out there, especially the one on the internet, or let's say the internet itself is free right now as we know it. The internet is free. Whatever you build on top of the internet, that is where we need to kind of, start thinking about, either having our own branch of the internet. This is just, a thought, so that, we cannot be subject to, certain kinds of, rules and regulations that, mainstream has. If we think the internet is going to continue to be free, what we could do is we could start building our own infrastructure on top of this free platform.
Let me interrupt because I got things on my mind when you're saying that. And you guys are the techies. Is it a plausible statement of what you just stated that potentially we can have an African American foundational structured internet that's separate from the internet that already exists? Is that something that's doable, or is that just something that that techies might just be bantering back and forth that might be African American in the tech world?
Right now, based off the skill set, we have African Americans, in every single walk of life that you can think of, whether it be, scientists, NASA, teachers, engineers, computer scientists, anything that you can think of. The knowledge base is there. The manpower is there. The issue at hand is, how can we get together in order to do something? It's not a matter of, the tools are not there, or the brain power is not there. It's just a matter of, are we willing to do it?
Go ahead.
Yeah, as far as setting up anything, we have the capability of setting up anything that we want. If we look at some of our brothers and sisters out there in Africa, you have Nigeria, you have South Africa, you have Ethiopia, they're launching their own satellites into space.
Okay.
Sister Sean started talking about the international alliance that our network has with black businesses and also groups that are in different countries. We can again join forces with brothers and sisters out there and utilize some of the things that they have in these countries in Africa. This is where we come from. I believe we would be welcome, to partner and develop something.
And I have one follow-up question, And after we go to the follow-up question, I'm going to take a call, and then we're going to let Sister Sean get back in there with the question about partnership, forming partnerships, excuse me. My question to you in the African-American or black tech in the United States world, what is the body politic? Because we know that we have a lot of the tech world is over on your coast, but what is the environment as far as being able to get African-American tech people to do something for the black community? Is that something, I know what you're doing and what you're stating, and it's honorable, and I praise what you guys are doing. Is it something that is doable? Is there a black tech union, or like almost you have, you know, black comic, you know, series, you know, throughout the different parts of the United States? Is there like a black techie hierarchy or group? You know, this is the type of questions that I have that I would like you to elaborate on for the listening audience.
Yeah, if you look on the internet, you can see the different groups of black engineers, the different tech groups out there that are aggregating, all getting together to know one another, you know, interacting on social media, putting heads together, you know, like even in our own situation here, Mr. Evans has a tech background as well. You know, that's one of the reasons why we met on Twitter. The platform is, the ecosystem is constantly evolving. We have more and more people of our own kind, you know, like getting together and formulating groups that eventually potentially can become one unit that can put things out there and get anything done.
Let's go to a caller, 215 area code. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Brother Richard, Philadelphia.
How are you, sir?
Good. And once again, this is really fantastic. I wanted to say, Sister Sean, I appreciate you doing the kind of outreach to bring this type of infrastructure to women, conscious black voters and contributors, because it's definitely necessary on a couple of levels in my mind that I see. And it's interesting because it seems yesterday we were having, as this discussion goes, to the technological development that black people from a technological infrastructure, we were kind of having that as in our national discussion about creating the PayPal or Facebook or and asking for programmers in dealing with just our own Facebook development. So, you know, this, what I hear what you brothers are doing with the app is really something that is really viable and needed for that, what I call the 22nd century economy that has to be developed, which I think it was Brother Avery that made a reference to the history of marketing that comes out of, you know, ancient Africa or pre-colonial Africa, because I'm just reading a book now by Juliet Walker, The History of Black Businesses in America, and she starts from pre-colonial Africa, showing the business practices that was translated from the continent to here, even during the enslavement process, so that the whole business acumen is not something new. So you brothers creating this kind of business where you're now in dealing with technology and being able to focus on a particular market, particular population, we as a people, is something that's been a continuous process going on, even during our enslavement process. One thing you raised, that was raised, that is interestingly dealt with the African international perspective. I noticed that there is Africans on the continent are using phones to do banking. And that is the development that is going on compared to because of the location and the dispersion of Africans in rural area versus the urban area. Could that kind of link up be done? Or can you foresee, in the development of your app and the infrastructure that you need, linking up with that type of infrastructure where the communication and information transfer, can occur, not just on the continent itself, but even here, if that makes sense.
All right. Thank you very much for the,
Brother Rakim, do me a favor. Hold your response. We're going to take a brief break, and when we come back, we'll continue the conversation with our guests from Black Trade Lines, Brother Rakim, Brother Avery Evans, and from 1 Million Conscious Black Voters and Contributors. Sister Sean is with us this evening. You can join the conversation at 215-253-7263. That's 215-253-7263. We'll be right back.
What was this question?
The link up between the
tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
All Insurance Incorporated, an African American owned and operated insurance agency and business for over 20 years, located at 231 Southeastern Road in Glenside, PA, with other offices in Germantown and West Philadelphia. Call now for commercial insurance quotes, homeowners insurance quotes, automobile insurance quotes, notary and tax services. Representing over 15 major A-rated insurance companies, offering a discount on all notary services when you call in for a free quote. Call this number, 215-885-2444. That number is 215-885-2444. 215-885-2444. All Insurance Incorporated.
Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley. Dooley Brothers, specializing in shingle, rubber roofs, gutters, downspouts, and vinyl sidings. Call for your free estimate today. 215-224-3882. That's 215-224-3882. Dooley Brothers Roofing, the roofing experts you can trust. That number again, 215-224-3882. 215-224-3882. Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley.
What is in 1 million brothers and sisters who are tired of the same old rhetoric, the same old leaders, the same old ways of dealing with political and economic empowerment? You realize that nobody's going to save black people but us if you understand that no existing political party prioritizes the best interests of African Americans as a collective. If you believe that leadership is as leadership does, and this means that the best leaders for the black collective must come from the ranks of those who place and hold the best interests of black people foremost and uttermost. If you understand that black people must develop the mindset and the will to finance their own racial uplift organizational efforts, then get involved with 1 million Conscious Black Voters and Contributors. The movement is now. Go to www.iamoneofthemillion.com. That's www.iamoneofthemillion.com. Time for an awakening. We're joined this evening by a special guest, Brother Rakim, Brother Avery Evans, Sister Sean from 1 Million Conscious Black Voters and Contributors. The two gentlemen are from Black Trade Lines, and they're showing us how we can all get involved, practical solutions that we can all implement and get involved with. And you can get involved with timeforawakening.com. Just go to timeforanawakening.com. If you tuned in late to the program, you'll be able to go in and hear the podcast of the program and podcast of past programs. Different products will be soon posted that you can purchase directly from the site. Other articles and other information will be available also that you can digest. So if you like what we do, send us an email, like our fan page on Facebook, and utilize timeforawakening.com. Let's go right back to our special guest. You know, before we broke, it was a question that was asked by one of our callers, and I don't know who was, I think it was Brother Rakim who was dealing with it. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically, the question was, Africans right now, they use their phones to process transactions, interact with each other, do commerce using their phones. And the gentleman was asking whether such a thing would be able to be implemented over here with what we're doing, or, you know, is it possible for us to implement such technology for our own people as well. For example, in Africa, they use an application called M-Pesa. It's popular in East Africa. They use it to pay for goods and services. They use it to send money to each other. So to answer that question, yes, it is possible. It's very possible. We have the technology. We have everything that we need in order to put such a system together. The only hiccup that we've had at this point is the banks. We only have, I believe, maybe three or four, just a few black-owned merchant banks left in the country. So to put a system like this in place, you would need the banks to be able to provide the infrastructure, you know, the banking infrastructure, in order to you know, route money back and forth, you know, between accounts. That's one. Two, we need our own people as a collective to be banking with these banks, so that your accounts, moving money to your bank accounts, can all be done within these banks, so that, you know, we don't incur banking fees when, you know, they're moving money from one bank to the other. But, you know, if it's all in you know, black banks, then, you know, we could maybe, you know, control how much we get charged when we move money around.
You know, and it's interesting what you're talking about, because we heard a clip earlier that I played when Martin Luther King was, in fact, it was his last speech before he was murdered, was talking to the people about withdrawing from the system until they got concessions for what they, for what our people demanded. You're talking about an economic withdrawal. You know, Brother Reg asked questions about the internet earlier, and I think that what you men ought to know this, but just for conversation and the sake of our listening audience, the technology for what is being used now by the internet was basically brought forth by black folks. Philip Omowale is the father of what they consider the internet, even though Al Gore claimed he was. I'm so proud that my second cousin, Valerie Thomas, created the 3D transmitter that's used on NASA satellites to this day. So, but the people I'm naming created these technologies to be utilized, or by other companies that is utilizing them. So we have the expertise and the knowledge among our people to do anything we want. We just have to have the information to know what's going on and what we can do, and to network with one another. And I'm saying that to say this, and this is a question directed towards Brother Avery, because he deals with history a lot, or has a degree in history. That clip played by,
hey, pre-colonial history, man. Don't throw me under the bus.
Well, no, I'm not gonna throw you under the bus. Listen,
you did.
You know what's going on. Listen, that clip that we played, where Dr. King was telling our people to withdraw and don't purchase products and things of that nature. We look now, and we see that being that our folks don't have the proper information, that the terrestrial radio is filled up full of programs like Tom Joyner and Steve Harvey, with a lot of laughing and joking in the daytime instead of information. And when they talk about Dr. King, they just talk about an I Have a Dream speech. When we see that these things were stated by this man before he was murdered, And we have now the technology and the wherewithal to do some of these things. These informations, or a lot of this information is put forth by independent black sources. I mean, we're not on terrestrial radio. We were years ago, but we don't have those means terrestrially, but we still have the means to get a lot of our information out, to network with one another, to do what you men are talking about, to do what Sister Sean, myself, and Brother Reggie are involved in, and 1 million conscious black voters and contributors. We still have the vehicles to get this information out and to get our people prepared. Just your opinions on that, Brother Avery. You know, just reflections on history and the things that we can do now.
Most definitely. Actually, I think if you guys are on internet radio, I think you can actually get out more to people than, you know, an antenna, you know. And it's not that we can't build the radio stations. There's just airwave laws, and I'm sure you know more about that than any of us. So, you know, it's just a lot of restrictions and laws and everything. And when you play this digital situation, there's no bindiness here now. You can't really hold us anymore. You can't really control anything anymore. All you can do is try to stop the willing from being willing. I mean, I believe that's the only war it is today. It's just a mind game now. You have to understand, you have to want the change and be willing in order to actually bring change. And what a lot of people say is they want to save everybody, but in reality, all we need to do is save the willing, and, you know, that'll fix us immediately. That's all we need. We don't need everybody. We just need the people that are ready.
You're exactly right. Let's go to 561 area code. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Brother Amafika Gayuka. How are you brothers doing this evening?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty well for an old man trying to hang on here with you young folks.
Hey, Amafika.
How are you doing, good sister?
Good.
Congratulations.
Well, now that you've called.
I promise you I would. I'm going to be a man of my word always. But let me just compliment all of you for the timeliness of this topic. And I was particularly appreciative of the comments made by your guests earlier to the effect that we don't have any lack of talent, skills, and ability. What we lack, of course, is the congealing or the bringing together of a requisite element among those who have those various talent, skills, and abilities to work cooperatively to do something on a scale by and for our people that has the potential to accomplish what we say we would like to accomplish. And toward that end, I'd like to plant a seed in all of your minds, and hopefully it'll germinate, and maybe you all can begin to have some dialogue among yourselves about the possibility of doing something along these lines. I had a preliminary discussion about this with Brother Reg. I don't know whether he'll remember. I dropped so much stuff on people. But the idea, for example, Carl Nelson holds an annual event called Power Talk, and he brings together on that occasion, obviously, the various guests who are on his program from time to time throughout the year, and they talk about the things that they normally talk about when they're on his program, and the things that each of them is doing in their own respective rights. What I would like to have you folks consider doing is having a joint venture, perhaps co-sponsored by Time for an Awakening, the brothers with the program that are on this evening, Brother Scotty with the Black Talk Radio Network, and whomever else, those of you who are involved in this conversation this evening might feel would be appropriate to partner with you, and under the sponsorship of that collaborative or that combination of entities, that you sponsor something there, maybe perhaps in Philadelphia, or if there's another location that would be more suited, I don't know, but it may or may not be. But where you would bring together people who share an interest in what you all are talking about this evening, specifically, how might black people take practical advantage of the opportunities that are available via the new technologies, including but not necessarily limited to the internet per se. But certainly this idea that these brothers are talking about and the app, as Sister Sean described it, which is GPS-based, even I, dim-witted as I am about technology, I can appreciate that, that if I go anywhere in the country, I would be able to identify where in even a strange community there are black business, black-owned and operated businesses where I might be able to spend my money as opposed to, as we most of us do, unfortunately, give it to other people and have it pass its way out of our community. So I just wanted to drop that suggestion on you all that perhaps you have the foundation here in this conversation this evening to talk about a practical bringing together of people, not just to talk, there's plenty of talk going on, but some people who would come together with the specific thought of discussing how you might join forces to make some of these things happen and grow something that would be of scale that we can all be proud of. And I thank you for listening, and I'll listen to the conversation after I get off the line. Thank you.
Thank you for your call, sir. Brother Ed?
Yeah, I'm here. I wanted to let the brothers respond to what Brother Mafika laid out. If they had any response to what he said.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. We're willing to expand. We're willing to work with the willing. It doesn't matter, you know. It's just about the community, man. This isn't us. We have a big, big team behind everything we're doing right now. It's not about, you know, individuals. It's about the team and putting everything together. So most definitely, only the willing.
Okay. And my question to our guest is, and I talked to Sister Sean about this offline, so I'm a tread lightly. We've had a program. I was actually on the program, but there's other entities out there. I'm not going to call any names out right now, but that are not doing exactly what you're doing, but they're pushing basically an online directory, trying to basically the same vision, trying to galvanize, bring our people together, and it's for the benefit of our people. Is your business model including other businesses that have some of the parameters that you might have, or you looking to joint venture with those businesses and then bring them into your platform as far as what they're doing? Is there any is that something that would be bring synergy to what you're trying to do? Because I, you know, what I find historically, and I just make it plain, you know, white folks, they don't have to like each other. They might be doing the same business on the same block, but when they have to, they come and joint venture, even if they're doing the same business. And I see that there's always seems to be apprehensive stance with black folks who are doing this. Elliot cuts here, I cut here, down around the corner. Let's come together and let's make this thing bigger. We could do it for a month. We could do it for 3 months. We can make this bigger. You know, what's your ideas? What's my ideas? And come together. Is that something that you guys are looking to do with some of these other black business directories that are already out here?
Yes.
Thank
you very much. Yeah.
Can I speak to that?
Yeah, sure.
We have outreach, and I have outreached through the 1 million times in terms of trying to collaborate basically with other companies that were out there. We have already, the team, myself, Evans and Brian have done a conference call with the Left by Black 365 and given them an initial proposal for collaborative partnership, of which we have a follow-up phone call that really is supposed to be scheduled for the end of the month. This is a non-monetary collaborative shift. This is just a collaborative shift to just basically say, we're here, we're out here, we're doing like things, and we want to open all avenues to our people, whether you're Left by Black 365, whether you're Black Trade Lines. There's another organization, I call it the DOBO, which is the Directory of Black-Owned Businesses and Organizations. And that's from Brother Kojo Darden. And our principle is, this isn't a monetary thing. This is a unity thing. Okay, so this is why I am attracted to it as the 1 million. And the premise is that when you go on a street corner, you have a McDonald's, but you also have a Wendy's pretty much across the street, or a KFC less than 1 mile ahead. So with that analogy, that simple analogy, is that we can do business together and coexist together. McDonald's is no greater than Wendy's, is no greater than KFC. That's speaking to what you said, Reggie, is that this is what we must get into the habit, the new habit of practicing, is that we cannot be, you know, in competition with one another, that we are in collaboration with one another, because the overlying principle is that it is the uplifting of our people. It is unity. It is the Marcus Garvey concept. And it is collective empowerment. Okay. So I definitely want to interject that in. Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you for your response. And we're coming up toward the end of the program. Sister Sean, I want you to bring it home. Tell the people that are listening how, if they go to the webpage, how they could help 1 million conscious Black voters and contributors, also help Black Trade Line. And I like the brothers that's on the line tonight. I appreciate all the information. I'd like them to give out contact information, numbers, and how they people can sign up and get involved.
Yes, you can sign up by going to www.iamoneofthemillion.com. There's a link directly to the Black Trade Link Trade Line website, and if you register yourself as an individual or business, in the referral code, just mention the 1 million. So you can sign up through iamoneofamillion.com, but you can also sign up at blacktradelines.com, but it's just important to refer in the referral code 1 million.
Yeah, yes. Awesome. Thank you very much, Mr. Sean. Go ahead, Avery.
Also, if everybody has their phone out, if you can pull your phone out, there's a really easy way to, another easy way to actually get it done pretty quick. You would text the number 310-272-5438.
Repeat that.
You would text the word 1 million to 310, 1 million, one word, all one word, 1 million, keep it together, and 310-272-5438. That's 313-272-5438. Text the word 1 million, one word, to that number. You will receive the app, whether it's Android or iOS, via text. You can simply click the link, and that will actually do the referral as well, Sister Sean.
So text, not call, 310-272-5438. Text the word 1 million, one word, 1 million. 310-272-5438. Put in 1 million. Spelled out 1 million. Put together. Thank you.
Brother Rakim, any last words?
Want to thank everyone for given us this opportunity, Brother Reggie, Brother Elliot, and Sister Sean. We do appreciate the opportunity to speak to your audience. We encourage everyone to, you know, go download the app, spread the word, tell people about our network, tell people about what we're doing, and we need to change our ways. You know, we have to start changing by changing our own habits. When we change our habits, then we can align ourselves on the right path in order to get these problems that we have in the community out of our way. We have to be conscious of what we eat, conscious of where we spend our money, conscious of everything that we do. So our word to everyone out there, come join us, and let's build a community together. Thank you.
And another thing, quickly, Rakeem, also speak to Rakeem. We're in conversations where he is going to be building and working with our webmaster, Donnie, in building a new app so we can get our signatures and get our signatures up on the website by way of mobile phone. So Rakeem has agreed to work with us on that as a partnership to get us an app as a 1 million so we can get people listed through the mobile app.
Yes, the Black Trade Lines and the I Am Modern African Network. We also provide IT services for our own businesses. So if any business needs any help with either websites or mobile infrastructure or even marketing, setting up any kind of technology, just again, contact us. Our number is 310-272-5438, and we'll be very happy to assist and help a business, you know, grow, or an individual reach their IT goals as well. Again, to download the app, text the same number, 310-272-5438. Text the word 1 million to this number, and you would get the download links for both the iPhone and Android. Again, the number is 310-272-5438. Text the word 1 million. Thank you.
I want to thank all you guests for being with us this evening. Sister Sean, Brother Rakeem, and Brother Avery. Thank you for being with us this evening. We'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We'll be right back to sign off.
Thank you.
We'll be right back to sign off.
Mr. Moderator, our distinguished guests, brothers and sisters, our friends and our enemies. Everybody is here.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
All Insurance Incorporated, an African American owned and operated insurance agency in business for over 20 years, located at 231 Southeastern Road in Glenside, PA, with other offices in Germantown and West Philadelphia. Call now for commercial insurance quotes, homeowners insurance quotes, automobile insurance quotes, notary and tax services, representing over 15 major A-rated insurance companies, offering a discount on all notary services when you call in for a free quote. Call this number, 210 215-885-2444. That number is 215-885-2444. 215-885-2444. All Insurance Incorporated.
Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley. Dooley Brothers, specializing in shingle, rubber roofs, gutters, downspouts, and vinyl sidings. Call for your free estimate today. 215-224-3882. That's 215-224-3882. Dooley Brothers Roofing, the roofing experts you can trust. That number again, 215-224-3882. 215-224-3882. Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley.
Antiquity to the present. Our people need to develop a new paradigm. It's time for an awakening. Sundays, 7 p.m. with your hosts, Elliot and Reggie.
Welcome back to Time for an Awakening. And before we wind up the program this evening, I want to thank our guest that was on from Black Trade Lines. Go to their website, see what's going on, get involved. Everybody has to do something. Our people are under attack. We see it. It's obvious. If you don't realize it, start looking around. Start getting information. Make yourself informed. Be aware of what's going on. We need to develop strategies to protect our loved ones, to protect our children. Black Trade Lines is one of the strategies that we can utilize. There's a lot of things that we can utilize out here, but we need people to get involved. You can't sit on the sideline. You can't be a member of a peanut gallery. You have to get involved and do something. Brother Reg.
310-272-5438. Text that number. Type 1 million, one word. 310-272-5438. Type in 1 million. I got mine right now. I did it while Ellie was talking. So I got it. So get involved. Here's the solution. We came on. We had the brothers from the left coast come on and talk about what they're doing as a strategy, as a solution. We had Sister Sean call up with a lot of energy, talking about why the 1 million conscious black voters and contributors decided a partnership with these brothers and what they're doing. If we don't develop strategies, think outside the box, learn how to organize, be strategic in our thinking, in our actions, in our movements, in our voting, we're not going to get anywhere too fast. Peace.
You know, before we leave tonight, Reg, I wanted to mention this, but we spent time with our guests, which is very important. But I'll throw it out there because we're going to be dealing with this moving forward. And the reason I'm throwing it out there, because a lot of our people, you know, we're on social media all the time with the fan page and looking for information and things of that nature and coming across people sending us information. And I just looked at some published reports because this Iowa caucuses is coming up. And being that most of our people are locked into the Democratic Party and these two front runners, especially Hillary Clinton, when information comes out there, some of our people are either not exposed to it or they're not aware of it. And it's a small percentage that don't care. I think a lot of our people would care if they were exposed to it. But let me read this because it's a published report from one of the news sites. And it deals with both Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton before we wind up the program this evening. It says, Bernie Sanders says he would not support reparations for African Americans as president. His comments, and I quote, "is likelihood of getting through Congress is nil," he said. He told Fusion in an interview. Second of all, it would be very divisive, I think. The Fairmont senator called for massive investments in rebuilding cities, creating millions of decent paying jobs, and making public colleges and universities more accessible. Sanders spoke to Fusion before the Iowa Brown and Black Forum. At the forum, his main opponent for the Democratic nomination is former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. when asked whether reparations should be studied, she didn't give a direct answer. The notion of reparations and compensation for the descendants of slaves was thrust into the national conversation by a 2014 cover story by The Atlantic by Ta-Nehisi Coates. So we see that some of these candidates now is trying to address this issue that was pushed back out in the forefront by the articles by Ta-Nehisi Coates. Bernie Sanders has not said anything different than Barack Obama when he was running for president, that he would not support reparations for our enslaved ancestors that built this country and was enslaved over 250 years, destroyed families, destroyed black folks' minds, and some of our black folks are still reeling from the damage done by slavery. So we can see where he is, and you can also see with it, I think she's a track star because she always dodges these issues so she can go and meet with certain folks and they can tell her what to say strategically. Now, she dodged the question of reparations. She didn't answer it like the other clown answered it. He said he don't support it. But what she said is this. If I was elected president, I would assure that all women, particularly low-income women and women of color, have access to health care. And I would push Congress to boost Planned Parenthood funding. I'm not only against defunding Planned Parenthood, but I would like to see Planned Parenthood get even more funding. She told Fusion. She told Fusion's Anna Holmes on Monday night after the Iowa Brown and Black Forum. Because oftentimes, it is both the first and the last resort for health care. So we see that Hillary Clinton dodged the issue of reparation, but said that she would give more money to Planned Parenthood. And it's not surprising because she gave when she received the Margaret Sanger Award, the eugenics racist that started Planned Parenthood, she was gushing. She said that she was a genius and other things. You can read her comments online. So we see that she'll push more money towards sterilizing black women and dodging the question of reparations. So all of these things. Some of our people need to realize what's going on, smell the coffee, look up some of these candidates, keep a scorecard, and get involved with 1 million conscious black voters and contributors. We're going to make demands on these people to do what our people need. Or we can start implementing strategies like black trade lines and economic withdrawal, like Dr. King said before he was murdered in 1968. It's time that we do something. No more sitting on the sidelines. Let everybody get involved.
And I'd like to ask something since you brought Dr. King's name up. Tomorrow, a lot of people don't have to work. Don't let white society, white-led organizations tell you what to do on Martin Luther King's birthday.
Yeah, get out there and sweeping streets and all that type of stuff. The white organizations that organize are getting all the money,
black
right?
Black man, black woman, and black child, what you're going to do tomorrow. Don't let any white organization that's pimping the legacy and the name of Dr. King decide for you what are you going to do tomorrow. If I would say, if there's one thing you should do, you should listen to, especially if you're an adult, have your children sit down and listen to the other speeches by Dr. King, other than the I Have a Dream. The I Have a Dream is a safe speech for uncomfortable white people, or I should say uncomfortable white society, in dealing with the elephant that's in the room, black folks.
I would agree. It's funny, if you got the letter from the Birmingham jail. You got the speech he made coming out against the war in Vietnam. You got that last speech he made in Memphis Church, the segment that we play. There's a lot of important speeches that he made that when he started changing his mindset.
You're not going to hear Hillary Clinton. You're not going to hear Bernie Sanders. You're not going to hear Donald Trump or anybody talk about Dr. Martin Luther King talking about he's coming to get his check. I'm done talking, LA. You started trouble right now. We might have to go for another hour. Let me get off. Let's adjourn this session, my brother.
I want to thank everybody for listening to the program this evening. Lively discussion, as always. And before we leave, make sure you log into timeforawakening.com. That's timeforawakening.com. Go to it. Thank everybody for listening to the program this evening. Lively discussion as always. Back next week, Lord willing, to continue on this path towards an awakening. Peace.
If you're driving through the country on a lazy afternoon, or you're watching your children playing after school, they seem to be so unaware. I know the things that they'll soon have to take care of. We've got to do something, yeah, to save the children. Soon it will be their turn to try and save the world. Right now they seem to play such a small part of.